Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in an hour, we will talk to the Red Hot Coach of the Washington Capitals. They won again last night. Spencer Carberry will join us at 9 o'clock, but right now it's Game Show Wednesday, your chance to win tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters and a Wizards game next Friday night. We're going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid. The prizes are on the line, not dollars.
Correct.
Hence the name Zippy Dollar Pyramid. And I actually did a little research last night. So if you ever watched Pyramid back in the day, whatever they called it, whether it was $25,000.
I think
they
that was the original name, 25K.
And that was Dick Clark, I believe, was the host for a while.
I think you're right.
There were different hosts over the years, and they changed it to
Chuck
just Pyramid.
Chuck might have been had a cup of coffee as the host.
Yeah, there were the opening rounds, but then there was something called the Winner Circle, which is actually what we're doing. We're doing that portion where there's six categories, and we will give you clues. And if you can figure it out, then you move on to the next category. And the way we're going to play it here is you'll have 60 seconds to figure out the six categories. The Junkies will feed you clues in said category.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Does that make sense?
Pretty straightforward, I would think.
All right, let's punch up a contestant.
Though the listeners can be donks, and they'll try to complicate things, but we'll try to navigate through it.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris.
Hey, morning, Junks.
Hey, Chris, should EB have visited Woodbridge instead of Manassas as he was trying to kill 4 hours yesterday?
I mean, Woodbridge is no better. In fact, I'd say Woodbridge is worse.
Do you say? What do you think, Chris?
I think everybody would say that.
Chris, is Woodbridge worse than Manassas?
No, I'm right. Yeah. I know the layout of the land here.
He's admitting it.
Yeah. People in Woodbridge know it's nubs. There's nobody that has Woodbridge pride. Miss on a thing.
Do you want
Commander pride? I have Commander pride.
All right, all right. That's a thing. All that counts.
You're actually probably at. How long you been stuck in Woodbridge?
I've been stuck in Woodbridge since '98.
Right. So aren't you actively trying to get out?
You can't get out.
I cannot get out.
Are you just letting life happen to you? Or are you trying to have an impact on life?
He's in his fourth decade now in Woodbridge.
I mean, don't you want to actually see the world, get out of Woodbridge?
He may travel. You don't know that.
I would say Woodbridge is better than the state of Maryland, though. So
I have to disagree. I have to disagree.
Shots fired. That Woodbridge is better than the entire state of Maryland?
Ages old argument, Maryland versus Virginia.
Nobody could drive in Maryland.
Okay, that's, I mean, it's
what do you do for a living, Chris?
HVAC.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. It's great business to be in.
I'm not a plumber.
Not a plumber. I wish, dude, I...
you know, blue-collar guys, like, wage war against each other. Like, hey, I'm an HVAC guy. I'm not a plumber. Okay,
let's who does better, HVAC guys or plumbers?
They both do well. HVAC is cleaner.
That's imagine every day going in there?
Not snaking toilets every day.
I mean, I just can't even imagine that. I plugged my toilet the other day, and I literally, I couldn't. I was plunging forever. I was like, I might have to do the embarrassing thing and call
someone.
How
many times a day do you poop?
Was it once? A once-er?
Because you're doing it here all the time.
No. I went home. I had a big one. And honestly, my plunging was failing. And right. I thought I would have to. I've never done that before. Call someone for a. Like, actually
maybe
have
a mediocre plunger.
No, eventually I got it. You
need to up your toilet game.
Yeah.
Get one of those ones that I got when I moved into the new place where they advertise you can put like 30 golf balls in there and it'll still flush.
Valdez bought that one immediately.
Is that like a Toto or something? Or like, is it a special toilet?
I don't remember.
I'm psyched for one here at work.
Hey, at Home Depot, that would sell. Like, if you had a toilet, say, if you have extra big duties, get this toilet.
Well, I really would like one that looked just like the one here at work. Like, with the handle,
you need industrial size.
Yeah, just like the work strength. Toilet in my house.
You hear a power flush.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, who do you want to partner up with for Zippy Dollar Pyramid?
EB's been pretty friendly to me, so let's talk to EB.
Hey, EB.
All right. Anybody considers being friendly.
I guess.
There's going to be 60 seconds on the clock. He's going to feed you clues. If you get the answer, then you move on to the next one. Hopefully you get 6 and 60 to win your prize.
All right, Chris. Here we go. Go ahead. Give me the first clue.
Soap. Dishwasher. Fluid. Hand soap. Water.
Dawn.
No.
Dawn.
Bleach. Detergent.
I'm going to be kind. He said soap. Things that clean is the answer.
All right. Liam Cohen. Can't remember all the other jobs. Skip. Bradley Cooper.
Coach.
What?
Coach.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Kind of.
The Lady Gaga. What is that? What's that movie called?
Singer. Actress.
No. I don't know. Skip. All right. I don't know. Swim trunks. Can't say that one.
Why not?
Cap. Goggles.
Floaties.
Swimming devices.
Yes.
Since you were in a pool.
I think we got three.
Yeah.
Struggling.
I didn't know Bradley Cooper movies.
So. Struggling.
I don't want you
Hangover. A Star is Born is what you were looking for.
Lady Gaga. All right. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Chris.
There's no way he can win.
Right, no, we're making them get 6 and 60.
Let's go to Jason.
Valdez, you had a comment?
Don't you have to give the... Hold on. So there's no category for Zippy?
No, we're doing... Oh, okay. I said we're doing right, the kind of the winner's circle portion. Categories. The categories are...
Yeah, they got to guess the categories.
Yes. Okay, gotcha.
One of the categories was things that clean. You could say... EB could have said vacuum cleaner.
Dude,
right, whatever.
I was good with that one.
You gave
I said, so, that was good. New NFL coaches, only one I could think of was the Don Cohen.
Aaron Glenn.
Mike Vrabel.
Ben Johnson.
I was just in
you're in the tunnel. It happens. Dude, when that ticker is going off in your head,
Bradley Cooper movies. Was he in the football movie? I was thinking about that.
The football
silver
movie.
Silver Linings Playbook.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Good flick.
And then what's this
just
next
went with
one?
Lady Gaga.
I really don't know if that's a football movie.
I mean, there's football plays a part in it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the one I was thinking of.
He's a big Eagles fan. You
what
probably
is this?
Hate Bradley
cornerbacks?
Cooper.
All right, I would have said.
You
Darryl
know my
Green
favorite Bradley Cooper movie, Place Beyond the Pines.
Like pretty damn
movie.
Good.
That's
like
a
that
great
with Ryan Gosling.
But I never would
that's
remember
a great
that title.
Flick.
Haunting soundtrack.
Yeah. Right, let's punch up our next contestant, Zippy Dollar Pyramid.
All right, let me see if I can find someone from another terrible town.
Somebody calling from Laurel?
Kensington.
Kensington's actually a really nice town.
I mean, I see Silver Spring, Fairfax Station.
You know what? Can't go wrong with Capitol
Charlottesville.
Heights. Capitol Heights. Let's go. Is it Jason?
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
Jason, who do you want to choose to feed you the clues to figure out the categories?
I'll go with JP.
Yeah, he ain't going with me.
Use yours.
Oh, I get to use my own?
Yep, yeah. You get to use your own category. Right. You should have a leg up here. All right, you start giving the clues when you hear the ding.
Got you.
All right, Jason, here we go.
Chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin.
Cookies.
Yes. Barry Trotz, Spencer Carberry.
Head coaches, NHL. NHL head coaches.
Alex Capitals Ovechkin. Coaches.
Washington Capitals.
Yes. Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci.
Artist.
Give it to him.
I mean, holding, offsides, roughing the passer.
Penalty. Yes.
Fruit Loops.
Cereal.
Fruit Loops. Frosted Flakes.
Cereal? Not cereal.
Specific.
Be more specific.
Fruit Loops. Frosted Flakes. Sugar Smacks.
Frosted cereals. I don't know.
You got
all right.
It.
Travis Kelce. George Kittle.
Tight end.
Yes.
Good job. Winner.
Very nice. With some time to spare.
I probably violated the sugar cereals when
That's
I said
fine.
Sugar smacks.
It's okay. He wins.
Yeah. Do you want the... actually, we'll hook you up with the Wizards tickets. You've won tickets to see the Washington Wizards Friday, February 7th versus Cleveland. It's the first Wizards Friday night concert series. You can stay for free post-game concert from Backyard Band and Junkyard Band for Go-Go Night. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/contest.
Very good. Congrats on the winner.
Is that the one that we're doing the altcast?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Go-Go
Night. Yep.
No, but we're going to do it from...
Are we doing it from the concourse?
I believe so.
Ah, okay. Very good.
Which, is that a Caps game or
a Wizards game?
It's definitely a wrinkle.
Wiz game.
I think we're moving it back to the studio.
Okay. Another wrinkle.
Good. That's better.
Because of anything we said or thought?
Well, you guys really want Jimmy Patsos on the show?
Oh, hell yeah.
There's not enough room for five
Love
people.
Jimmy Patsos.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Patsos is great. He could do two quarters.
Yeah.
Let's go to,
he could do four quarters.
Carl. Carl, what's up? Who do you want to work with?
Can we go JP again, or I'll be cooked with you either way?
Yeah, don't go with me.
Go with cakes and go with fish.
It doesn't matter. You pick whoever you want.
You can go JP if you want.
You guys are really working the trades today. You got an electrician. First plumber, HVAC, now you got an electrician.
Got all the bases.
Dude, I need an electrician in my house, for
real.
He's
from Bryantown. Where's that?
Southern Maryland, south of Waldorf. Just don't want to say Waldorf.
All my outdoor lighting is out. I don't know what
happened. Just doesn't want to say Waldorf.
Yeah, Waldorf, just bad connotations.
Are you embarrassed to say Waldorf?
I mean, I lived in Waldorf in 81. I kind of want to punt on it now.
Yeah, I get it.
Get out of the bright lights of Waldorf.
Only the guys from Good Charlotte are proud of Waldorf, but they moved a million miles away from it.
They moved to L.A. and Australia.
If you're from Waldorf, do you look up to Bowie?
Oh, yeah. Definitely do.
I don't have that much Bowie pride. But I think Bowie frowns on Waldorf.
Bowie has scored more
greater than Waldorf.
Or at least it used to.
Why?
Superior people.
Waldorf's just kind of nubbier.
Hey, we're a contractor away from like building a house.
What are we missing? Like a drywall guy?
We need a drywall guy.
We need a mason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody build a foundation. Right,
Jason,
house.
You got to give me your categories.
Yeah. Well, I've got a bunch of different ones written down, but it's the ones I circled.
Oh, God.
I'm cooked.
No, you'll be fine.
All right, Carl.
His writing is... It rivals on mine. Hold up.
Can you
fix this one? I'm pretty sure.
I thought you weren't supposed to see the categories until it happens.
But his handwriting is abysmal.
Taking all the fun out of it. The fun is not knowing.
It sounds stupid when you go. That's the point. I can't think.
That's the point.
Well, it's a state.
I think it. All right.
Carl.
His hand. Do you think this is good handwriting?
Let me see.
Well, I was just jotting them down.
I mean, no.
But none of
their handwriting's good. Yours isn't good.
Carl, oh,
I know.
Who's ashamed
I know
of the
Bickles
door,
isn't good.
Mine's who's ashamed good. Of his origins. I'm going to play the ding, and JP's going to start giving you the clues, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State.
He said states.
Big Ten states.
No, you made it. Big Ten schools, you're fine.
Little Rock.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yes. I'm going to pass on the next one. I can't read this, so...
pictures, Nat's pictures.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If you he's say such a that, dog. He's going to hear it.
Steven Strasburg.
Well, I mean, I wrote
Gio down. Gonzalez.
National pictures.
All right, he said it. Go.
Oh, you wrote down the clues?
Yeah.
That's silly.
I hooked you.
Oh, Sarah. The Chain, Dreams, Gypsy.
Oh.
I wouldn't have been able to name one of them.
Songs.
Songs by who?
Sarah.
No clue.
All right.
McGough.
Magic Johnson. John Stockton.
LA Lakers.
Isaiah Thomas.
NBA players.
Point guards.
Point guards.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Ask me the one that he didn't get or the one you were scared of.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can't read this one, but Sarah.
Sarah, go ahead.
Go Your Way, The Chain, Dreams, and Gypsy.
That's
and maybe Little Eyes.
Go
Little
Your
Eyes?
Own Way. Go Your Own.
I don't know.
Fleetwood Mac songs.
Fleetwood Mac tunes. Okay.
Oh, I would never get that ever in a million billion years.
I don't know. You've heard every song a billion times.
Yeah, but I don't
times.
Know their titles.
All right.
All right, that's it. Hey, we got one winner. We can save the other prize. We have Globetrotter tickets. We can save that for later in the program. Remember, we've got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He will join us at 9 o'clock here on The Junk.